How does Buffalo do when it comes to women-owned businesses?
Well, I think, you know, things had been, obviously, when the recession hit in 2008, 2009, everybody had to take a step back, and the economy was at one point there sort of spinning with everybody else's economy across the country. But things in the last several years have really stabilized, and now I really think that things are on the upswing, frankly. And I think you'll see that probably as readily in Western New York as anywhere else in the state in terms of cranes up, building activity up, projects undertaken, both at the public sector as well as the private sector. So it's that increased opportunity that is so important. In the Buffalo region in Western New York, the Western New York Regional Economic Development Council, I think, has certainly been part of that uptick in activity by supporting local projects up there and helping to get projects underway. And one of the exciting things, I think, about the MWB outreach event that we're going to have on Wednesday is that one of the leaders of the Regional Economic Development Council in Buffalo will be there to sort of give us an update on their activities and also to talk about how businesses might be able to access opportunities that emerge from that superb initiative, the Regional Economic Development Council initiative that was spearheaded by Governor Cuomo.
So there will be procurement opportunities announced during the event itself?
Yes. In fact, one of the things that I'm really happy about is the event won't be just a DASNY event. We're happy to sort of be a promoter of the event, and maybe we helped initiate it. But the event will actually have seven other very significant public entities to talk about projects and prospects for work in their own bailiwicks. And that will include some state agencies like the New York State Department of Transportation, the State Thruway Authority, the Office of General Services, a big procurer of a number of different kinds of services, as well as the SUNY Construction Fund. But we also have local entities there. Sometimes you don't get necessarily an opportunity to meet and hear from all these people all at once, but we'll have the Buffalo Niagara Medical Campus represented, the Erie County Medical Center, the Niagara Frontier Transportation Authority will be there, as well as the University of Buffalo. So we're excited to have that collection of both local and state entities to really talk about opportunities in the Western region and how people might be able to access them.